This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've been talking about this Mike D'Antoni contract offer, extension, whatever you want to call it, offered to him by Tillman Fertitta and the Rockets front office. And we originally discussed that there was a buyout, and it was not a guaranteed extension for the 2021 season. There was a buyout. $2.5 million was the number that I heard, which is correct. There is a $2.5 million buyout. It is not guaranteed. So if the Rockets decide to move on and not have Mike D'Antoni as their head coach in 2020-2021, then they would give him $2.5 million and he would move on. However, Jonathan Fagan on Friday put out an interesting report courtesy of the Houston Chronicle, and it should be noted, he said it was confirmed by Daryl Morey.
Right.
He threw out not only the $2.5 million for D'Antoni potentially getting fired, but he threw out if they miss the playoffs, which was very confusingly written as well, then he would also only receive $2.5 million and wouldn't receive the first $5 million.
And he actually
quoted
the agent.
He quoted the agent, and he stuck by it because when Fagan, Daryl Morey yesterday clarified it, Fagan restated the original confirmation from Daryl Morey, and it wasn't a complete rebuttal. He basically insinuated that maybe Daryl had clarified without maybe hearing what he said or whatever. That's what Fagan said. But because I want the facts out there in the right way, we reached out to both sides. We talked to both sides. We talked to people with the Rockets, and I talked to the agent. I talked to D'Antoni's agent, Warren. And I can tell you this, if D'Antoni had been brought back for 2020-2021, then he would have gotten his base salary. He would have 100% gotten that. However, if they decided to move on and not bring him back, it would have been $2.5 million, peace out, the end. I don't know where this playoff thing came into play from Fagan. But the reality of it is, semantics or not, the extension and the two-year contract that was originally stated, while I don't want to say that it was fabricated, there were specifics left out that led many to believe, just based on hearing what the Rockets were saying last week, that this was a guaranteed contract extension, when in fact it wasn't. It was basically essentially a team option for the Houston Rockets, to where if they brought Mike back, he got paid, but if they bought him out, $2.5 million and peace out.
Right. Let's just make it, I want to make 2 points. Real clear. Okay, so what is the real contract situation? The real contract situation is this as we know it. All right? D'Antoni coaches this year, gets paid $4.5 million. Doesn't get picked up next year. They pay him $2.5 million to walk away. Just get out of here. Here's $2.5 million. You can do whatever the hell you want. Even go coach another NBA team. There's no offset language. If he coaches this year, signs that contract that they offered for next year, he's got a $5 million base with incentives for $4 million more. Okay, that's what we know the contract...
In the area of five.
That's what we know the contract actually is from this point forward. It would lead me to believe Mike D'Antoni is going to coach out this year, maybe not even finish this year. I really do believe that he could be out by the end of the year with struggles and injuries, and I do believe it. All right, but here's the second point. Why did all this happen, and why has all this happened over the last 10 days? Week to 10 days, whatever it is.
I mean, I know why, but I want you to say it.
First, there's disarray in the front office, no matter what they say. And we've talked to people over there who would dispute some of the things that we believe. And I think there's some sort of disarray or disconnect. To be fair, let's call it a disconnect.
I just want to be fair, because some people get sensitive by the word disarray. I think it's a unique situation for Daryl and Tad, because they've been doing this for such a long situation. And I think this owner has a different mentality that makes it a little bit, I don't even want to say more difficult, although you can take it.
I'm going to use the word disconnect.
It looks a little bit, it appears to be a lot different and a lot more unique than how Tad Brown and Daryl Morey are used to being run as an organization.
Right. Okay. So that's one thought. But here's the second and most important thought, and what I was getting at. The reason that these points and counterpoints and counterpoint again and counterpoint again have been so different and interpreted differently is they're negotiating publicly. They're negotiating
with
Mike. They're negotiating with Mike D'Antoni publicly. So they are conveniently forgetting to leave out little items like, oh, there is a buyout, you know, in terms of the agent. Or, oh, yeah, those incentives are only after the first round. It is only for 1 year from the Rockets' perspective. Bottom line here, this is not the way you do it. They know it.
It's not the way it's been done.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the way they do it.
They're negotiating publicly. They're conveniently crafting the story to fit their own.
I want to be fair. And I don't want to say they. Okay?
I'm saying both sides.
Okay, but yeah. I think it's unfair to say they.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do not think Tad Brown and Daryl Morey are doing this. Because they've been doing this for a long time, and we've never seen such a thing. I think the owner, and we saw Tillman Fertitta put this out there, I think he's the one that's negotiating publicly. And it seems like he's being too reactionary to stuff that happens in the world of sports, which could be fair because it's the first time he's really owned a sports team and he's young to it. But the reason that this, if you just look at the chain of events of how this became public, the first statement on Mike D'Antoni and a potential extension was Tillman Fertitta after the season saying Mike D'Antoni is 69 years old and we don't know if he wants to keep coaching.
That's negotiating.
That was one.
That's negotiating. Conveniently putting his age in there.
But that was the first statement that we heard publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Statement number two was Mike D'Antoni coming out and saying that he wanted to keep coaching and he wanted to look into a 3-year extension. That was number two. Number three was something that happens all the time with guys in the final year of their deal and the report that Mike D'Antoni was going to, that they had cut off negotiations with the Houston Rockets. And you can go read the report from Woj and ESPN. There were no specifics. Mike even came out and said he was excited. He thinks they can win the championship. This is the best team he's ever coached. He said that. That's what led to what happened last Thursday and what we've been talking about for a while, where the specifics came out. Daryl Morey has never gotten specific on contracts. He's been doing this for a long time.
He's been
in this town for a long time.
14 years now.
So when Daryl Morey is having to confirm specifics of contracts because it was put out there by his boss, this is not something that he's used to doing and this is not something that he's had to do. Yeah. Now, maybe this is a new thing. Maybe this is something that's going to happen. I enjoy it. I enjoy the specifics. But I think from Daryl Morey's perspective, I don't think he's the one out there publicly negotiating. I think it's more of the new ownership. And
sure.
I think Daryl, because he is the guy that runs the basketball operations, is basically having to confirm numbers that were put out there by the new owner, Tillman Fertitta.
Sure. And a texter brought this up, and it's a great, great point, 9197, whoever you are. You can tell that this is a Tillman Fertitta production because he's done it very recently. Not only
did it with Kelvin Sampson.
He did it with Kelvin Sampson. He did it with Major Applewhite. Remember when Herman left, he said, we're going to have a contract with Major Applewhite, and I'm paraphrasing, but essentially what he said is, we're going to have a contract with Major Applewhite that makes it impossible for him to be lured elsewhere. Well, of course, you know, he wasn't lured anywhere, but he's made public negotiations in the past.
Basically an Alabama grad assistant.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is just a unique thing for Fertitta. Maybe this is the way he does it. Maybe he's just kind of learning and he's a little bit new to this. But this is something that we haven't seen before. But just to make it clear, $2.5 million buyouts, no guaranteed contract. But if D'Antoni's back in 2021, then he would get his full base salary, I think in the neighborhood of $5 million, and then we would have all the incentives that Tillman Fertitta talked about. So that's what we know. But the bottom line is, an established coach like Mike D'Antoni is not going to take a deal like this. And I think it's really going to be telling as time goes on. And I just want to—I've made this very clear. I don't think I wouldn't give D'Antoni an extension. Either.
I would.
I would not. I would make him play.
He's earned it.
I would run it back right now. And I would just see what happened, and then I would let Daryl Morey, because he's not really the one that hired D'Antoni. That was more of a Les Alexander type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would let Daryl Morey hire his coach and the coach that he sees fit. But I think it'll be very telling to see, A, which coach he picks, and B, if Daryl Morey does pick a very established head coach. I've heard the name Jeff Van Gundy being thrown out there a lot.
Well, he's fired him.
Yeah, but if he does do that, mm-hmm. if he does bring in a guy like, whatever. If he does bring in a guy like that that's established, I want to see how he is treated compared to Mike D'Antoni and what kind of contract he gets, because I find it hard to believe that there are many established coaches that are going to accept the type of deal
that's
being offered right now.
That's my counterpoint to yours. First of all, I disagree with both those points. First one, Mike D'Antoni not only has earned the right to get that extension, at least a 2-year. If you're not going to go 3 or 4, at least do 2-year, but not a 1, so he can have that security and not have to go through this all again. He's earned the right by any stretch. Best offense, I mean, Daryl Morey will quote these numbers to you all day long. You know, best offense in the NBA by far, you know, top 4.
Closest to the Warriors.
Top 4 winning percentage in the last 10 years. More wins against the Warriors than anybody that has also lost to the Warriors. I mean, even Daryl Morey will quote this, these numbers to you. He's earned the right. Secondly, when you have a lame duck coach, and I don't care if they know what it is or not, when you have a lame duck coach,
they know what it is.
It affects the product on the court, traditionally, historically.
Especially with personalities like this.
Exactly. And then you got, you know, guys like Chris Paul and him trying to run everything. He wants to know, you know, what color they're going to paint the floor, for God's sakes. He wants to be the CEO of the entire organization. So that's why he deserves a contract. And then, you know, on your second point, you know, when they're moving forward right now as an organization, you say Daryl Morey should have the right to hire the next coach.
Yes.
It would be his 5th. Now maybe he didn't actually hire Mike D'Antoni, but since he's been here, it will be Daryl Morey's 5th hire.
Well, if you put it
that's
that way.
That's not a good track record.
Okay. Yeah, well, you make some good points, John. You make some good points. And I also want to say this before we get out of here, and we're talking about the Rockets' ongoing, quote, alleged drama with Mike D'Antoni and the specifics of the contract. I will say this. A lot of smart basketball guys that have been around the game longer than myself and even you, John. 2 years ago when the Rockets made this trade for Chris Paul, they wondered how the hell James Harden and Chris Paul were going to be able to fit together. Mm-hmm. They said that.
More so from a basketball sense, to be honest.
From a basketball standpoint, that's what they said. And you know what? It's worked out pretty damn good. I know you haven't topped the Warriors, but it's worked out pretty damn good. And I think that one of the reasons that it has is because of the coach you have. So you got to be very, very careful if you're going to bring in a new coach, because assuming that you're stuck with Chris Paul, and a lot of people feel that way, this is not an easy job to have. And when you're going public like this, it's hard to imagine that too many established coaches are going to appreciate that way of doing business. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez has been around the block and has stories for days. We're going to continue the countdown of the 25 best moments of the career of the OG, starting at number 20 next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.